Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A man who attacked soldiers at Orly Airport in Paris carried a gasoline can, and according to testimony of soldiers who witnessed that attack, the assailant put his air gun to the head of a woman soldier and shouted to other soldiers, "Put down your guns, put your hands on your head. I am here to die for Allah. In any case, there will be deaths."
Parquet antiterroriste est saisi. Il y a donc
French President François Hollande says investigators are working nonstop to determine if this was a terrorist act. The attacker was shot and killed by other soldiers, and three other people are being held in police custody. Paris prosecutor François Hollande told reporters the choice of target and evidence that he has been radicalized justify launching a terrorism investigation. Buses have begun transporting Syrian rebels and their families from the last opposition-held neighborhood in the city, central city of Homs. So far, nearly 1,500 people have been evacuated. Their departure is part of a Russian-backed deal signed earlier this month. The governor of Homs says 423 rebel fighters have also left the district. The fighters and their families are being taken to the northern rebel-held town of Jarablus on the border with Turkey. Officials say the exodus will take several weeks. Malaysia sending troops to Somalia, part of a humanitarian mission to avert famine, save the lives of thousands of people who are at risk. Somalia's partner has asked nations in the region to work together to help the country secure humanitarian aid access to reach the 6.2 million people affected by the current drought. This is VOA News. President Trump working at his vacation home in the state of Florida this weekend, where he spoke by phone with Brazil's president. Many Brazilians had gone on record favoring the U.S. Democratic Party presidential nominee Hillary Clinton over Mr. Trump during last year's campaign. The Trump election has raised concerns in many Latin American countries due to the president's views on immigration and his promise to expel illegal U.S. residents and build a wall along the U.S.-Mexican border. European Union's International Development Chief Arms is warning that President Trump's proposed cuts to humanitarian aid go against the global development goals that the United States committed to in 2015. Nevin Mimica says any cut of withdrawal of funds from the development assistance projects counters the implementation of the sustainable development goals that have been adopted by the United Nations.
We shall continue to scale up our role as a global, as the strongest global actor in development policy. We need good partners to do it more in a synergy and with the highest possible impact on development needs of the world.
Mimica was responding to a question about Mr. Trump's budget proposal, which would carve $17 billion U.S. dollars from funding of the U.S. State Department and its Agency for International Development. New research published in the journal Nature warning that Australia's Great Barrier Reef can only be saved if urgent steps are taken. Phil Mercer has our report.
The Great Barrier Reef faces localized threats, such as the runoff of pesticides from farms and overfishing. But scientists believe its future depends on immediate efforts to reduce global warming. They say last year's bleaching of large parts of the reef was the worst on record. There's evidence that a similar event is occurring this year. Corals begin to starve once they bleach, the main cause of which is heat stress resulting from high sea temperatures. The World Heritage Body, UNESCO, has threatened to put the Great Barrier Reef on its in danger list because of mounting concerns over its health. In response, the Queensland State Government has released a discussion paper to look at ways to improve water quality on the reef, which is contaminated by fertilisers and pesticides from farms near the coast. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
One of the kings of American rock and roll, Chuck Berry, has died at the age 90. Legendary African-American musician pioneered a musical form that has become synonymous with American music. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and, as always, on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.